and welcome to Ending Physician Overwhelm. I'm your host, Dr. Megan Mello. I'm a family and obesity medicine physician, as well as a certified life coach for physicians. In this podcast, we talk about how the learned habits of people-pleasing, perfectionism, and a lack of boundaries show up in our lives and how they contribute to burnout, exhaustion, and overwhelm. The healthcare system is broken, my friends, but let's not wait for it to be fixed in order to feel better. Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to episode 112, Miserable Comfort. Before we dive into the episode, I wanted to read for you a recent testimonial I received from one of my clients who I've been working with for quite some time now. And I was tickled by what she said, so I'm going to share it here. She says, "Megan is amazing. She's helped me transform my thinking in both my professional and my personal life. I have become more self-compassionate and am building a life that is in alignment with my dreams and values. Megan, you are an inspiration." I love to give an anonymous shout out to the writer of this testimonial and just say thank you. I enjoy coaching so much because it is a way that I am able to take my own struggles and my own progress and really help other women physicians make forward momentum on creating the lives that they love. And it has been transformational for me to receive coaching. It has been transformational for me to become a coach and to be able to offer this to other people. So if you're listening, if you've been considering reaching out and setting up a call or coming to work with me and have me as your coach, please check out my website, which is www.healthierforgood.com. And I'd love to chat with you. Okay. And with that, we are going to segue into today's topic, which is miserable comfort. And if I reflect back on the writer of this testimonial, I would say that she would probably resonate with this idea where we can keep ourselves in miserable circumstances because of the relative comfort that we feel in knowing sort of what we're up against. Anyone who has tried to make changes in their lives, tried to help themselves out of a period of burnout or overwhelm or some other difficult circumstance probably knows what we're talking about here, right? This ease with which we revert to old patterns, right? We may have intentions to be making some kind of change. Perhaps we're going to stay on track with our patient charting. Perhaps we're trying to create a new exercise regimen or to stop yelling at our kids, right? Any number of other things that we might be wanting to do. But so easily, we often find ourselves reverting back to our old ways. One of my business mentors, Dr. Una, who was on the show recently, she loves to say that the gravitational pull of your old self is very strong. I think that's a great way to really think about it. Another phrase we hear commonly is, it's the devil that you know. Right? You might be really struggling with all the things that are going on in your life right now. Your medical practice, your home life, your family, people that you're connected with, and any other difficult circumstances, right? And you may be knowing that you want to change, and yet you're really finding it hard to kind of get up and get going. And there is a part of you that desires to stay put because change can be challenging. Change requires learning. Change requires failure, right? We have to grow and learn and change and fail along the way in order to make progress. If you're already feeling like things are very hard, why on earth would you sign up for more hard things? That's why we stay in miserable comfort. And I'm going to share an apology because I heard that term recently on someone else's podcast, and I just thought it was such a great jumping off point to a discussion today. So I apologize because I don't remember which podcast it was on, but thank you for sharing this delightful term with us. So we're going to talk about three different sort of ideas that revolve around this idea of miserable comfort. And the first challenge with staying in miserable comfort, right, is that it leads us to believe that change isn't possible, that it's always going to be this way. And as we are believing that, we are not going to be making any progress, right? Because it comes more and more firm in our minds that this is just how things are. And there's no way to make progress because that part of us really just feels like progress is too hard. Change is too hard. I'm going to stay stuck. When we are believing that change is not possible, we will not make change. And so you can see how this really seeds on itself, right? If we think that change is too hard, that it's always going to be this way, we will make no effort to change things up, right? It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. And again, I think anyone who has experienced periods of burnout, periods of struggle in their lives where they were feeling very overwhelmed or depressed or whatever those feelings were, struggling with a lack of boundaries, perhaps struggling with perfectionism and people pleasing, as we talk about often on this show, if you believe that change is not possible for you, you will not make progress. There has to be a part of you that is able to see that it might be possible for you, which is why we come on here and share our stories, right? The exact reason is that I hope, especially when I invite my guests on, that you're able to hear parts of yourself in their stories. When we don't talk about it, when we don't share, then we think we're alone, right? And we think that we're stuck in this way. The next problem with this miserable comfort is that it keeps us in victim mode. Again, is this place of feeling a lack of agency, feeling disconnected from the problem in a way that you can't find a solution, right? It really robs us of our agency. And I would argue that most of us are already struggling with that. Take yourself back to childhood, right? Especially if you were a people pleaser from early years, especially if you were a good girl. Those of us who were socialized as girls and women often had to take on this role of caring for other people, putting other people's needs above our own, right? If you were socialized as a boy or a man, you may have had certain emotions that were off limits to you. It wasn't okay to feel sad or worried or grief. Fast forward to our achievement years, right? High school, college, medical school, residency. Although we did have decisions along the way, it was a fairly fixed path. And as we are moving along a fairly fixed path, there were things that we did not have choice about, right? We didn't have choice about whether we really needed to take organic chemistry, right? Or we really needed to take the MCATs or even finish medical school. We did not have that choice when that comes with certain things, right? We needed to learn certain things. We needed to prove that we had a stick-with-itness, right? Especially those of us who did not really enjoy organic chemistry, right? We had to do well enough, right? We had to prove that we could stick with it, even if it didn't seem relevant to what we wanted to be doing. There were a lot of instances of that. And when you entered medical school and residency, where especially when you're in your clinical years and you are working long hours, you are saying yes to everyone's things, right? We have gotten used to being in this place where we don't have a lot of choice, where we feel like this is the way it is, this is the way it has to be, and that can lead to a lot of victimhood. When we emerge from our training, right, when we graduate from residency, from medical school, it is very easy for us to continue to believe that we don't have agency and choice, that other people will fully get to dictate all the things that we do. And most of us, especially if you're in an employed position, may not have full choice and agency over the things that you do, but you do have some. And if you're sitting there in miserable comfort, believing that you have zero choice, that you always need to have this job, that you always need to do things in this way, that you have to say yes to every committee that you're voluntold onto, that this is the life, you will feel constantly undermined, constantly underappreciated, and like you're a victim of your circumstances. We don't want that. Right? That's such a disempowered place. And I know for so many of us, we have had enough of that, but we don't always know how to get through it, right? It is going to take deciding to get out of miserable comfort, right? Deciding to make some changes. Whether or not you need help for that is another question. Help is available to you, right? There are ways to get help to feel more empowered, to be able to have guidance and be able to make choices, but we have to do something differently. We have to decide that we are no longer going to stay in this place of miserable comfort. I'll put a side note on there, right, that the severity of this varies tremendously. Some of us are in places where we are in very toxic environments, right, where we may be facing threats of different kinds, professional threats to our career. Of course, there are sometimes personal and physical safety concerns. I'm not talking so much about that, although certainly you will need help to navigate out of that if that is your circumstance. But I'm really talking more about this sense that many of us carry, especially many of us with people-pleasing issues and a lack of boundaries. If we are moving forward with that, we will continue to feel like we are the victims of everything, and we will not make choices for ourselves. Good things don't happen from there. The next area that I want to consider here when it comes to thinking about miserable comfort, again, relates back to my client who shared her testimonial, is that when we stay in miserable comfort, it prevents us from being able to realize our full potential and to be able to see what we are capable of. All of us here are high achievers. We may feel like a hot mess most of the time. We may feel like no one knows what's going on in our head, how messy, how uncertain, how much doubt we have. Right? Those are common themes that I hear frequently from my physician clients. But we really have a lot of things put together. We usually look like we're very put together. We usually look like we're organized. Most of the time, we probably appear calmer than most people expect, especially the patient coming in with chest pain and freaking you out. I know I'm always having an internal panic attack when that happens, right? Because I work in an outpatient clinic. I don't like chest pain showing up there. But getting off track here, when we are staying in miserable comfort, we will not stretch and see what we are capable of creating. You are so highly capable of creating great things in your life. And I see people doing this all of the time, right? I see that we've got a huge cohort of women physicians who are out there. I'm calling out my female physicians in particular, who are out there creating innovative practice models and serving previously underserved areas of medicine. I think of Dr. Rachel Rubin and her sexual medicine practice. I think of my colleagues who are doing breastfeeding medicine and creating direct care models. I think of my friend, Dr. Naomi Bush, who is out there creating her own personal menopause clinic. I'm thinking of people who are deciding, I'm not going to be stopped by the conventional medical system that won't let me provide adequate care to these important issues. Again, sexual health, breastfeeding medicine, menopause care, right? Again, traditionally underserved areas of medicine. And I see women physicians getting out there, doing the uncomfortable work to grow and stretch and create their own practice models, sometimes with insurance, sometimes without insurance, but no longer under the thumb of big medicine, deciding I'm going to get out there and I'm going to provide care the way that I want to do it. Those are great examples of people who are getting out there, stretching their own capacity and finding out what they are made of. I'm going to tag some of these wonderful people in the show notes for you to kind of be following them along with their journey. But I really want to highlight that you are capable of doing more and doing what you want to do in ways that you have not considered that it could be possible. But you will not know that if you're staying in miserable comfort. Now, certainly, there are times in your life when it's probably not a good time to do this. If you are unfortunately facing a difficult diagnosis, like a breast cancer diagnosis, that's probably not the exact time that you are going to go out and create your own practice, right? Or create your own business in some way. If you have tiny children at home and maybe inadequate support, that is probably not the time that you are going to suddenly quit your job and create your own thing. Although I will say that people are doing that. What I am saying, though, is you may need to be checking in with yourself to decide, where am I at right now? What is going on in this season of my life, knowing that seasons come and go, right? What have you got going on? You can still start thinking about your dream. What am I capable of? What would I love to do? What would I love to create in the world? What is it that I want to do to serve other people? You can still be dreaming and thinking big, even if you're not ready to make that move. But even those dreams take you out of your comfort zone, because sometimes even just considering, what if I leave my practice? What if I went out on my own? What if I opened this side hustle? What if I could start creating a product that would really serve this need in my patients, right? People are out there doing that, and they're quite frankly kicking ass at it, but it comes with a lot of discomfort. And it usually involves learning new skills around business, around marketing, around really putting yourself out there in ways that are incredibly uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable. That discomfort, however, is not a sign that there is anything wrong. And it is something you can learn to tolerate, but you have to decide, I'm willing to step out of my miserable comfort, the devil that I know, right? My old patterns of doing things. And I'm willing to embrace the discomfort I expect when I'm learning something new, when I need to try and fail, when I need to go out there. You will not realize your own potential, and you will not realize your own dreams of what is possible unless you are willing to step out there and put yourself out there. Now, again, does that mean that every single person listening needs to go and create their own business? No, that's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that there is so much more in you than you are currently doing if you are staying in miserable comfort. And if you've got dreams inside of you, I want to invite you to start really thinking about them, to start allowing yourself the mental freedom to imagine what might be possible for you, because it is happening. Other people are doing this, and this can be possible for you as well. So to wrap this discussion up, I want you to think, am I spending time, am I wasting my time in miserable comfort when I could be really deciding that I'm going to start doing things differently, whether that's something in your personal life, whether that's something in your professional life, it really doesn't matter. But where are you holding yourself back? Because it's more comfortable to keep up with the same old, than it is to imagine what might be possible for you. So again, those three areas that I touched upon: one, us believing that change isn't possible for us, that it's too hard, and that keeping us stuck. Right? We reinforce the principle that change is impossible when we believe it's too hard, and we think it's too hard, then we believe it's not possible, right? It's a self-feeding loop. Number two, that it keeps us in victim mode. It keeps us assuming that we are not in control of our own circumstances, that we have no agency, no ability to make choice. And number three, that staying in miserable comfort prevents you from being able to realize your full potential, to see what you're made of, to see what you can create, to see how you can build your life up differently. I didn't know that I was embarking on this when I decided that I was done with my miserable comfort. I stayed in miserable comfort for more years probably than I'd be able to count. And while I no longer regret any place that I've been, I can see now how many years I spent in miserable comfort because I was too scared. I was too worried about what would happen. I couldn't at the time see any examples of what was possible. And I thought, this is all that I've got. This is all that I can do. Having joined a coaching program, having put myself out there, having surrounded myself with other physicians who are doing the audacious work of putting themselves out there and figuring out new ways to do things and new ways to thrive, I've really been able to see how much is possible. And I invite you to take a peek at this world as well. If there is something in you that is calling you, whether, again, it's something in your personal life, personal habit, starting to set boundaries, or something in your professional world that you would like to do and you have been holding yourself back because it's safer here. It's more comfortable to stay put with the stresses and the frustrations that I know. I want to invite you to pull back the sheet a little bit and see what might be on the other side. People are doing this and you can do this too. I believe that there is so much potential in us. We are high achievers. We are hard workers. We are people who love to learn, people who really thrive from being able to solve problems. And there is nothing in anything that I'm talking about that doesn't involve those things. It does involve discomfort of exploring new things that you are not good at yet. That's okay. You weren't good at most of medical stuff that you started with either. You learned, you got better, you grew, you failed, and it was all okay. This could be true for you as well. My friends, thank you as always for tuning in this week. I am thrilled to be in your ears as usual. And until next time, take care.
Well, that's our show for today. Thank you as always for listening. To learn more about my coaching programs, head to www.healthierforgood.com. And if you love this podcast, please drop us a review on iTunes or support the show by clicking the link in the show notes. Until next time, take care.